It's The Record with Marcy Silliman. I'm Steve Scheer. The Snowden NSA revelations could mean changes for American foreign policy. Political scientist Henry Farrell says that the threat posed by leakers like Edward Snowden has little to do with national security. Henry Farrell is associate professor of political science and international affairs at George Washington University. Professor Farrell, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you wrote in Foreign Affairs that the leaking of classified information is not about national security. What is it about?
Well, this is an argument that I make with my co-author Martha Finnemore in the piece in Foreign Affairs. We basically argue that much of the material, perhaps most of the information that Snowden had leaked at that point, was already pretty well known to people who followed these issues. People either knew or had a pretty good suspicion that the U.S. was engaged, for example, in cyber offensive operations against China, that the United States was bugging, for example, the European Union in Brussels. These were reasonably well known to people who followed these things. So what we argue Snowden, in fact, did was less to provide new information than to provide incontrovertible proof which embarrassed the United States and which made it much, much more difficult for the United States to talk out of both sides of its mouth at once and to, on the one hand, deny that it was engaging in certain activities and, on the other hand, do what it was doing.
Doesn't the U.S. have to talk out of both sides of its mouth in a diplomatic world?
Well, yes, certainly. I think that the lifeblood of diplomacy is hypocrisy. Everybody in diplomacy is hypocritical. States are invariably hypocritical in their relationship to each other. But I think that U.S. hypocrisy is particularly important internationally because we live in a liberal order which the United States has crafted. And the United States very often acts in ways which are at odds with the broad liberal principles that it has set out. And so I think that the damage that has been done by people like Snowden to the United States' ability to behave hypocritically perhaps has more implications, certainly, than it would have against if Snowden was making allegations against states such as Russia or China, where everybody expects them to behave in their self-interest and where they really don't espouse any of these glorious international principles.
Well, the United States could take that approach, yes, and talk about its own naked self-interest instead of these principles.
Well, certainly that's one of the suggestions we make in the piece. We say that the United States is faced with a choice at the moment, that on the one hand it can make its rhetoric match closer to its interests and behave in ways that Russia, for example, does, where Russia makes no bones about the fact that it is a self-interested international actor. But we say that the problem with this is that the United States relies upon a certain degree of liberalism in the international arena, and if the U.S. does this, it may encourage other states to behave in the same way even more and perhaps lead to the weakening of this liberal order that the United States has created. Alternatively, the United States could make its actions match closer to its rhetoric, and certainly a lot of the hypocrisy that we have seen and that we are seeing doesn't seem to be absolutely necessarily crucially in the U.S. national interest, and it's, I think, quite possible that the U.S. could behave less hypocritically and could actually live up better to the commitments that it makes.
You argue at the end that the U.S. government can certainly afford to roll back some of its hypocritical behavior without compromising national security. In what areas?
So, for example, the United States has been, I think, very reluctant, for example, to deal with some of the legacy of the Bush-Cheney administration in terms of torture. I think that's one area where the U.S. could certainly do something to really regain some of the public image that it has sacrificed through, on the one hand, espousing human rights, and on the other hand, engaging in practices that at the very least verged on torture and engaging in extraordinary rendition of individuals to states where they were tortured. Also, more practically, I think that some of the ways in which the United States has behaved over Snowden, where it appears to have made some more or less direct threats to states which seem to have been willing to take Snowden as a whistleblower. I think that also is a kind of behavior that doesn't do the United States any favors in the long run. And finally, I think that the United States, and this I think is happening, it's bugging, for example, of Angela Merkel and other leaders' phones, I think has done a lot of damage to the U.S. public image in many countries. And I think that the United States is wise in moving as it appears to be moving, to deciding that trying on the one hand to pretend that they're friends with these people, and on the other hand to wiretap their communications, that this is something that is not in the U.S. national interest to do anymore.
So if blatant hypocrisy is, as you write, a tougher sell, secrecy, when do we still need secrecy in this world?
So I think that there still is some grounds for secrecy in areas where there are really strong, stark differences of national interest. And here, I think the U.S., it's a state, and it's a democratic state, which is responsible to the citizens of the United States. And sometimes this is going to involve clashes of interest. Sometimes we are going to see areas, for example, where the U.S. does spy on China, where China does spy on the U.S., and I think that revelation, for example, of the specific methodologies that the U.S. uses to spy in these circumstances would probably not be very helpful to anybody except perhaps the Chinese. But I also think that it's interesting that Snowden and the people around Snowden, who clearly have access to a lot of information about how the U.S. actually carries out its spying techniques in particular, have been quite reluctant to reveal this information, except as in, for example, today's revelations, where it clearly has strong implications for the public interest, as today when we discovered that, in fact, the U.S. appears to have been tapping directly into Google and Yahoo's and perhaps Facebook's internal networks.
Yeah, the revelations just do keep coming, don't they? All right, Professor Farrell, I appreciate you talking to us about the dangers of the lubricating oil of hypocrisy, as you wrote in Foreign Affairs magazine. Thank you very much.
And thank you very much as well.
This is The Record.